Ego Puki Dei HaMishkan, that the Torah in the beginning of Parshas Pekudei has the word Mishkan twice. So Rashi quotes the famous Chazal that Mishkan and Mashkan are spelled similarly, and the Medrash tells us that both Batei Mikdash, both of the Jewish temples, will one day be taken as collateral because of the sins of the Jewish people, and they kata'eno go'ino me'artzeino, because of the sins they're exiled, and therefore the Beis HaMikdash will be like a collateral. So what do you mean will be like a collateral? Is that a good thing, a bad thing? So is that a positive, a negative? So Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky learns it as a positive. What do you mean? He says that even though we sinned and lost the temple, but this guy came to Rakos gives a muscle if you fall on difficult times and you can't repay a debt, so you try to liquidate assets. And if it really gets desperate where you have no choice, so then you'll offer the item as a collateral that you'll be able to redeem it and then take it back. So that's what Rav Yaakov says, that the Jewish people, by describing the Mishkan as a Mashkan, it's highlighting that the Beis HaMikdash is something so connecting to them, so beloved, that even when it's taken away, it's only temporary. So that's how he learns the connection to Mashkan. We still feel connected to it, even though we don't have it now. And others go with a different Mahalach, that the Mashkan is more of a taina on the Jewish people, because we find in Mishpatim, the laws of a Mashkan, that you're not allowed to hold on to someone who needs the personal items during the day and night, so you have to return the garment at the right time, night, morning. So if that's the case, if it's compared to Mashkan, when they need the Mashkan, you have to repeat it, you have to return it. So how come we don't have the temple back? If it's like a Mashkan, it should be returned. So the commentators explain that, no, if you look at the Psukim, it says if a person cries out and says, you know, I need my clothes back or my object back, that's when you get it back. That when you feel pain by missing it, you scream out to Hashem. So then Hashem will require a return, at least temporary for the Mashkan. However, we see that if he hasn't returned, that means we don't want it enough. So we don't feel so missing it. So on one hand, Rav Yaakov says the Mashkan represents our connection. We still covet the Mashkan and we're just waiting for it to return. And going to the second approach is we're not interested. If we were interested, it would come back. So, as always, we know it's been a long goalless. So therefore, maybe Rav Yaakov was right in the beginning. At the time of the Churban, when you lose, you know where you're losing, so therefore you feel it's a temporary setback and you're going to long to have it back. But once it reaches our amount of time where we just take it, we forget about it, we no longer miss it anymore. So therefore Hashem feels no reason to return it. So even though, according to the second approach, it shows the lack of Ratzon in the Jewish people. But it shows if we want it back, all we have to do is cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then he'll return the Mashkan, he'll return the Mishkan.